I don't care what is happening in your life. God, who is able, is giving you a testimony in the name of Jesus.
Adore you, Lord, we praise your name. Let the Holy Spirit come down and take control. Feel His power, power.
Announce to you now that in the name of Jesus Christ, your position will change.
Earlier on this series,
there are gifts. I said the three gifts of revelation are word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Is that clear? These are revelation what? Gifts. Then we have the power gifts. Each has three. The power gifts are the gift of faith. Gift of what? Gift of faith is different from faith. When a man operates in gift of faith, he does things that you can't imagine. Then the working of miracles is under the power gifts. The working of what? And then see the gift of healings. These are all what? Power gifts. They are all what? Power gifts. What are the power gifts? The gift of faith. The working of miracles and the gifts of healing. These are all power gifts. A, B, C. Under power. Then, utterance gifts are A, prophecy. A what? B, diverse kinds of tongues. And see interpretation of tongues. When you operate in this gift, you will see things ahead. You will pick them. And it's available. Hello. It's called the word of. How many like that gift? He said, if your earthly father knows how to give you good gifts, he shall give the Holy Spirit to them that ask. So there's an accent. This supernatural manifestation has nothing to do with your prior knowledge of the happenings before then. You don't have any knowledge. Is that true, sir? A typical example in the Bible is found in Acts chapter 9. Acts chapter 9. Acts what? And verse 11. And verse 12. Acts 9, 11 and 12. Now, and the Lord said unto him, did you hear that? Acts 9, 11 and 12. And the Lord said unto him, arise and go into the street, which is called what? Street. And inquire in the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prayed and had seen in a vision a man named who? Ananias, coming in and putting his hand on him that he might receive his sight. Who is that? Paul? Now, who was Ananias? That's why you baffle. Ananias was a member, not an apostle. He was a brother in the church. He was not Peter, James, and John. Did you hear me at all? This means it is possible for you to manifest the gifts even as a child of God. Ananias was not Peter. He was not among the apostles, but he could manifest the gift. I mean, understand where I'm coming from. So you don't have to be a pastor to manifest it. Well, as many as are hearing the sound of my voice and love it, may it become yours right now. Yeah. How many would like it? Say, I like it. Say, I like it. Holy Spirit, you are the one behind this gift. And God's word has declared, I can covet endless good gifts. Pray that God give you this gift. Pray in the name of Jesus. Make me amiri zupreku likita ligambria kata zeto peku tali gizi tali gebreko tulike jata pra zento. In the name of Jesus, as you have asked, so it will be. In the name of Jesus. Now, under the revelation gifts, we have the next one called what? The word of wisdom. Is that true? The word of what? The word of wisdom. Are you flowing? Now, the word of wisdom is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose and plan in the will of God. It is a supernatural revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose and plan and the will of God. As it's a supernatural what? Revelation by the Spirit of God concerning the divine purpose and plan in the will of God. Now, this gift gives direction on how to apply knowledge. Gives what? On how to apply. It makes timing right and enable other gifts to make a significant impact. Why you need the word of wisdom is this. I'll give an example of the word of wisdom. In Acts of the Apostles chapter 8, 26 to 29, Philip was given specific description of where, what, and how he was to minister to the eunuch. I don't understand how. Am I going to go with you? When the eunuch told him, go to, by his side, do like this, that was word of wisdom. He told him, yes, you have it has been revealed, but now this is how you should do it. I don't understand what I'm talking about. Word of wisdom makes you know how to apply what has been revealed. Do you understand where it's coming? Yes, something has been revealed, but how do I go about it? Then the word of wisdom comes in. Are you getting what I'm saying? Philip didn't just go anyhow. He was given specific what? On how he should minister to the Ethiopian eunuch. Sometimes, many people don't walk in the word of wisdom. They can use word of knowledge and scatter everywhere. That's why the two must go in place. When word of knowledge comes in, and you don't operate in the word of wisdom, you can just see your husband and wife, for instance. And when only they come to your husband and wife are quarreling, that's why you need the two. That's why I'm teaching. You must, revelation gifts, you must have them. Now, I'll give you a quick example. A husband and wife come together, and God, by word of knowledge, revealed to you that the woman is with another man. That's why there's confusion. And two of them are having a problem. A man who has no word of knowledge will jump before the husband. Say, your wife, there's another man. The marriage will scatter. Am I talking? But the man that had word of knowledge, wisdom, will say, excuse me, can I talk to your wife alone? That's why he was operating the two gifts. He said, excuse me, can you just stay? I want to talk to your wife. Madam, you know this confusion is coming because of the man you're following. He just said, it's true. But the man who has no word of wisdom will say, madam, and the husband said, eh. God showed you, but you don't have word of wisdom. That's why the gifts are not. That's why some people who come to church, God told them truly, but they don't have word of wisdom on how to apply it. There are some things God will tell me, I will know how to put them. Am I talking? Some things God will show you even about the country, you put it in parable. When you have word of wisdom, you just come and say, God said to me, the president will die. They will arrest you that day. But when you're praying the word of wisdom, you can say, now let's pray for our president. Because it is our duty to pray for those in authority. The wise ones will know where you're coming from. You are doing a biblical, but the man who has no word of wisdom will just throw it as he sees it. Boom. And church will just...
Go nowhere, because this message continues shortly.
Which is that obstacle before your family? Which is that obstacle before your head? It must go now. It must go now. It must go now. Cancer must go now. HIV must go now. Problems must go now. Barrenness must go now. Failure must go now. Every mountain must go.
Exploits are products of mental revolution. To be outstanding, you must stand out of the crowd. Another collection of thought-provoking books released by David Ibiomi. Holy Spirit, My Helper. Pathways to Greatness, Wisdom for Healthy Living, Succeeding with Challenges, Created for Distinction, Wisdom for Family Peace. The Power of Praise, Walking in the Anointing, The Wonders of Wisdom, Secrets of Generational Impact, The Prize for Power, and a host of others. They are deeply inspiring, remarkably intriguing, powerful, and impactful. Find out convenient keys to unending greatness. Learn to operate in the supernatural like never before. Dedicated readers are influential leaders. The world is waiting for your manifestation. Call now for these and more. +234-703-897-5714 or visit our website www.salvationministrieshs.org or any leading bookstore around the world.
So when you have one gift, you need to also have the other gift to balance the other one. Is that clear, sir? Are you hearing what I'm saying? Because the word of wisdom will give you the spirit on how to apply the word of knowledge. Is that here? You know, when Philip went to Tiberias, you know, he said, understand that word thou readest. He didn't say, hey, Tiberias, you know, Bushman. God said to me, you don't know Bible. Amen. He told him, and the man said, God, God, he said, no, I don't understand. He said, okay, help me. Then he sat by his side. May it happen to someone here. May someone go home with that same gift. In the name of Jesus. In order not to waste our time, you pray at every point. Lord, I need the word of wisdom. That I know you have given me in faith the word of knowledge. Now I also need the word of wisdom. Amen. You will look at something when you talk. Even when you are talking, somebody can't get angry. I tell you the truth, you laugh. True? Something that somebody else will talk and then so I will scatter. Most of when I tell you, you still be laughing. And I'm telling you very hard truth. God, I need this word of wisdom. You talk to your boss the truth. And instead of getting angry, you say, please, can you help me? Because the way you will apply the knowledge will be so perfect. Lord, I need the word of wisdom. Holy Spirit, I need this gift. He says, shall give the Holy Ghost to them that ask. So there's an accent. He doesn't just give you without your accent. Lord, and it is available to all. You remember at the beginning said his prophet is available. He said the manifestation of the Spirit is given to what? every man. So it's not for pastors. Please, it's not for Ananias. Was not a pastor. Philip was not a pastor. So you don't have to be a pastor to have it. Because always you use it. Don't stop sleeping in the morning. All people sleeping. Ask gift. They didn't say sleep. People are sleeping in the morning. I can't even sleep it. Will you ask? Will you ask? Open your mouth and ask in Jesus' name. I ask for the word of wisdom. I ask for the word of wisdom in the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. So I convert in as good as you will. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name. Now, which is the third one? And I close with it. Designing of what? Spirits. It has a plural. And also, this is the revelation that unveils the presence or non-presence of spirits. This is the revelation that unveils the presence or non-presence of what? Spirits. It includes both good and evil spirits. Includes what? And evil. Now hear this and hear me well. Designing of spirit does not necessarily mean designing of evil spirits. Please take note. Designing of spirit does not necessarily mean designing of what? So watch it. If you go to a place where it is only the devil they see, they are not designing the spirit. Because most people, only devil. Are you getting what I'm saying? Let me show you from the scripture, you understand what I'm talking about. 1 John chapter 4, verse 6. 1 John 4, 6. There are two spirits you design. 1 John 4, 6. Are you there? Glory to God. Shall we read together? If we're in 1 John chapter 4 and verse 6. Are we there? Want to go? We are of God. He that knoweth God heareth us. He that is not of God heareth not us. Hereby know we the spirit of truth and the spirit of what? Spirit of what? And spirit of truth. There are two. So when a man is designing, you can design whether the person is talking from the spirit of truth or spirit of error. Now hear this. Why you need this gift is very powerful. For instance, in Acts chapter 16 to 18, a young girl was prophesying. Was what? She was prophesying concerning Paul. You remember? Now, this damsel, what she said was correct, but the spirit was wrong. That's why every child of God must have a spirit of discernment. To be able to discern where somebody is coming from, a wrong spirit and a right spirit. Businessman, hear this. If you don't have this gift, you'll be making errors in business. Because somebody can come like this and then you just have a spirit of discernment. You say, this guy. Don't immediately dictate lie is from this spirit. Somebody's telling you lies, you will know. When you have this spirit, somebody can be talking. Just laugh. You say, try. You just design the spirit behind the story. So this story is not correct. Are you hearing me? Paul, because he had this gift, could look at the girl and say, hey, come out, you devil, out of this young girl. Come on, what you're saying maybe look like truth, but that's not the truth. There are many now in town. They say, well, your phone number is 08033345556. I see the man, before I even reach, he quote my phone number. He called me by name. That man is CEO. But when you have a spirit of discernment, you will just pick it where it's coming from. You say, this guy is coming from a wrong spirit. You need it. Tell him, you need it. Every child of God needs the 9 gifts. It's not for pastors. That's where the church missed it. It's not for it is available to all. That is what makes Christianity sweet. It's not, how can you be moving like a horse or as a mule? No, I don't understand. You just move like that. Somebody come before you. You say, is she? Is she? I said, wait, one time in the show. Some people can be deceived. So if you come to me, say, Pastor, pray. They say, somebody in my house will die. I say, where did you find out? You want me to pray over something you went to one elemental spirit to conjure? Pray. Somebody, how did you know that somebody will die? The man cannot cast the dead out. He now tells you. Anything God shows to a man, he should also give him power to destroy it. Don't tell me I saw a plane will crash. Nonsense. Why didn't you bind the plane from crashing? If God showed me plane will crash, I'll pray against it. You didn't pray against it. I said, I saw it. That's an elemental spirit. You design the spirit behind it. Why would you see a plane crash in your country and you could not bind the spirit behind the crash? And you come back and say, God showed you. God showed you what? Have the spirit of discernment to be able to discern. I say, hey, that man is coming from a spirit of error. You pray, Lord, I need the spirit of discernment. You just see yourself operating it. Don't think you have to have feelings. No ghost people is your just pray by ABC. No feelings. No what? Don't think you vibrate to have it. God will just give you. Just remember that from today somebody is talking like this. He said, that man of God preaching, the guy is not correct. You go to a meeting like this, the man just say, somebody blind there. I'm going to tell you, forget it. He has some other thing under him. And you'll be laughing. You say, this guy, even if he says 0803, he's wrong. You know, these days, the 080, not 55. They even call you by name. So before you enter, they say, yes, you are Sister Rebecca Caro. You have four children. You say, Jeanick.
Coming up on this series.
Number one, on the power gives A, the gift of faith. Now, this is the presence of an inner confidence. Gift of faith. This is the presence of an inner confidence or trust that what God has what? Revealed by his word, comma, word of knowledge, word of wisdom will come to pass irrespective of the present situation. May that gift come upon you now. In the name of Jesus. That what you declare from this day, as you say it, that is how it will happen. Operated in this gift, he could announce in the midst of storm that there shall be no loss of life. That in the midst of challenge, you say, relax, this thing will not happen. That's gift of faith. It's different from the normal faith. The normal faith is that you hear God's word, you create, that's different. Gift of faith is operating at another class. Where you dare the impossible. You do the incredible. You declare what men are afraid to say.
Are you seeking for answers to those issues in your marriage, health, business, and career?
Someone's knocking at the door.
Jesus is the answer. He wants to change your life and give you a new story. He is the way, the truth, and the life. Why not accept Jesus today? Say this simple prayer.
Say after me, Lord Jesus, I'm a sinner. Forgive me my sins. Wash me with your precious blood. I believe in my heart that you died and rose from dead to save me. Today, I declare you my Lord and personal Savior. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for saying this prayer. You are now born again. For more information on how you can grow spiritually, call us on the number displayed on your screen or visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org.
Which is that obstacle before your family? Which is that obstacle before your head? It must go now. It must go now. It must go now. Cancer must go now. HIV must go now. Problems must go now. Barrenness must go now. Failure must go now. Every mountain must go.
Thank you for watching this program. To get today's message in totality or all the materials by David Ebiomie, you could call +234 703 897 571. For wherever you are, whatever you do, you can always be in touch with us via your mobile devices. Watch more captivating videos on YouTube, follow us on Twitter, comment and like us on Facebook. For live services with David Ebiomie, more information about Salvation Ministries, testimonies, personal counseling, or prayer requests, you could visit our website at salvationministrieshs.org or call +234 844 66170 or send us an email at info@salvationministrieshs.org. No matter what you are going through, don't give up on God. God has not given up on you. Jesus is Lord.